Well, it looked like a first night of the season. It looked like a first night of not playing for 18 months. It was sloppy. It was no really flow to the game. You know, in practice, they didn't look too bad, but you get him in a game situation where it's more physical and people are hitting. It changes, you know, it changes the whole game. And I didn't think the game particularly was good for either team. I think if you ask their coach, he'd probably say the same thing, that it was a sloppy game. It was just a case of kids getting back after 18 months of no playing hockey.
I was kind of telling you this off the record, but you're a coach that doesn't like to pace a lot. You're not a coach that gets overly vocal on the bench. But you were telling me that comes with years of experience and how players are today.
Yeah, I think I mellowed over the years. I used to be a little bit more rambunctious behind the bench and a little more vocal. But I think today, you know, the kids are, it's not quite the same. You know, kids change and times change, so you have to kind of adapt and move on. So maybe try to collaborate with kids as much as we can. And it's not that I never get upset or behind the bench, but not as much as I used to, that's for sure.
And in terms of this weekend, getting on the road for three games in 3 nights, is this a good early time to get a road trip like this out of the way pretty early on?
It's not even so much getting it out of the way. It's a good time of year to travel, you know, in Northern Ontario with the weather. It's good to get the team together on the road, do, you know, a little bit of bonding. I like to have our games on the road earlier in the season. And it just so happens this year that Lakehead University has a lot of their home games early at home. So we're going to be on the road a lot before Christmas or before December. So it's nice to get them out of the way. But at the same time, it's good to gel and mold as a team. And I think that's important. So hopefully that'll help us this weekend.
In terms of the three games in 3 nights, Rob, how do you use a lineup when you have so many games in such a little time period, in particular your goalies?
Yeah, we'll probably start, our goaltenders will probably start, you know, Smitty will probably start two of the three. We'll get another goaltender in there. You know, we have 20 guys. You got four lines. Guys should be able to handle it. It's going to be hard on them, for sure. You know, when Dryden on Saturday, I don't know, you know, if we have as much zip as we will the first two games. But three-game road trips are hard. We don't do very many of them. But you know what? They're used to it. They played midget hockey. They played two games one day and, you know, tournaments and so on and so forth. So they just have to, you know, you have to be smart about it. You have to monitor their ice time. You don't stay out too long. You don't use guys too much. And you got to utilize your bench and utilize everybody.
Similar to the Walleye, Rob, these are two teams that you haven't seen yet. And with the pandemic, it's probably hard to scout from a distance. How do you prepare for a team that you haven't seen before?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit of history. You sort of know that, you know, they build their teams towards the size of their rinks and so on and so forth. I know that Dryden is probably going to be a bigger team that likes to be physical. They always seem to be. Red Lake, sort of a mix. They try to mix some skill with this and some size. So, and they're hosting this year, the Dudley, so maybe they've been able to recruit a little bit easier than other teams have. So they're both very competitive teams and they both compete hard. So, you know, we have to be ready for that for sure. The compete level on our side has to be up because they're going to compete. So then you get there and you have to adapt to what they're throwing at you, and you know, make adjustments during, you know, the breaks and the periods. And but you know, if history repeats itself, we sort of have an idea how they build their teams.
You mentioned compete level, Rob, and you mentioned how the first game was a feeling out process. Anything different that you want to see in the second game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think I want to see three periods. You know, we played about a period and a half. We didn't play very well, I didn't think, in the first, but we knew they were going to come out flying. The middle part of the game, I thought we played pretty good hockey. And the third period, they took it to us again. So, you know, we played about a period and a half, and that's not good enough. You got to play three periods. So I'd like to get an honest effort for 60 minutes.